Welcome to the Deuce. I'm Brad.
And I'm Jeremy.
And today we are doing our second movie in our dance movies.
Yes, we are.
We are doing the sequel to Saturday Night Fever, entitled Staying Alive.
Staying Alive.
And it took us some staying alive to make it through the movie.
You know what? I think I got through this one easier than some other films.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we need to do a shout out to this movie. Was brought to us a while back by our friend Nathan.
It was?
Yeah. Nathan said when we first started the Deuce, Nathan said, hey, you should do Staying Alive, and had a picture of John Travolta.
Oh, he did.
Doing the big, like, pose, and we were like,
and, like, the loincloth and the outfit at the end, was it?
No, I think he thought he was in his regular...
Oh, really?
I don't know. I can't remember. But,
sure.
I just remember him posting it. We were like, yeah, we'll have to do that one.
Yeah, totally.
And so we've been waiting for, like, right. Where we can, like, kind of wedge in a dance section so we can show it.
So we are going to drop the deuce on this episode.
Yes.
But first, we got some messages to take care of.
Yes,
right?
We do.
So after these messages, we'll be right back. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Looking for something different in your podcast library? Then why not check out the podcast Under the Stairs? I'm the host Duncan McLeish, and joining me each week will be a special guest as we examine some classic old school horror favourites as well as some modern classics. That's not to say that we don't tackle some of the, let's say, more questionable entries into the horror genre. And if all that wasn't enough, we have a subset of shows called Baz V Horror, where our horror novice, the Baz, tackles horror in all shapes and forms to see who will come out victorious. So what are you waiting for? The show can be found at podcastunderthestairs.wordpress.com and on Stitcher and iTunes. The Podcast Under the Stairs is a proud member of Legion Podcast Network. This is Duncan McLeish from Under the Stairs, signing off.
And we're back.
Yep. So definitely give it a listen. Yeah, you will not be disappointed. I promise you that. So
will you give them their money back if they were?
I didn't take any money in the first place.
Okay, then there we go.
There you go.
Then you get your money back. Zero.
Yes.
Well, let's drop the deuce on Staying Alive.
Okay. So, yes, 1983's...
It is 1983. What is that, like 5 years after the first movie?
It is 5 years after the first movie. It takes place in 82, I think.
Yeah. It's very 80s.
Yeah. And the original one took place in 77, of course. This movie, by the way, was so... it actually was one of the top 10 movies of the year.
One of the top 10 grossing movies in 1983, I read.
Yes.
Which was amazing because it was a commercial flop.
Right. It just was not a good year for movies.
It was a critical flop, but it wasn't a lot of people went to go see the movie.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of people went to go see it so much that they actually thought, because this movie was directed by Sylvester Stallone,
yeah,
that they actually were thinking about putting Sylvester Stallone and John Travolta in The Godfather Part 3.
Yikes.
As rival, drug kingpins or whatever. Yeah.
I don't even know.
Well, whatever.
That seems...
Al Pacino finally caved in, and we got Godfather 3, and we have Sofia Coppola acting. So there you go.
There you go.
So perfect. Instead of directing, which is what she should be doing.
So, but this one actually was nominated Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor.
No, Worst.
Worst Actor, Worst Supporting Actor... Worst Actress?
I think there's no supporting actor or supporting actress. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
A bunch of Razzies.
Yeah, they got like 3 Razzies for nominations for this. So.
Also nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Song.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yes. What song was it? Do you know?
No clue. I think it was Fire.
Was it the one they kept playing over and over and over? Yeah.
Had to be.
Yeah. There's a song they keep playing that we're like, ugh. after a while.
Oh, after a while.
After like the eighth time they played it, you're like, oh, come on.
So why don't we drop the deuce on this, Jeremy?
So we open on Tony Manero.
Who looks like he's at a women's jazzercise class, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's what it looked like to me. So, of course, Manero, Tony Manero is played by John Travolta.
John Travolta.
And it looks like, yeah, it does. It looks like he's doing a routine on stage with a bunch of other, like,
jazzercisers.
Yeah.
And then it pulls back and you see the other men. But, like, he's at the front of the line.
Yeah, and he's doing this thing. He's like dancing and he's, like,
yeah.
Waving his hands
he's
in front
moving,
of his face.
It's
furiously.
What I call like trying to like get the fire out of my hair move. Where in this, again, this is a podcast, so you can't see me. But it's like if I move my hands back and forth to the side of my head, like really fast, the fire will go out.
It's like if you've ever tried to like towel dry your hair really fast.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like that kind of.
It's like that.
Yeah, it's
only worse.
But yeah, now at first I thought he was leading whatever this was.
Yeah, it's hard to tell until
I didn't realize until way later what was happening though. Like, but
well, the credits go on forever.
Yeah, the credits keep going.
And this like neon font.
Yes.
Opening credits.
Yes.
But we see someone in who's the choreographer.
It's like they're going on, and then I was just like, holy shit, that's Kurtwood Smith.
Right, from that 70s show.
That 70s show.
So he's in the wrong era.
Yes.
This is the 80s, but
correct.
Whatever.
This is what Red Foreman eventually went on to do. He was a choreographer.
Right.
But yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was just like, he just was kind of out of nowhere. And he had a couple lines, but he was walking back and forth and like picking
people out. You couldn't hear him because the music was over him.
He said a couple of things.
I can hear.
Yeah.
Was it, I'm going to stick my foot in your ass?
Yes, that's okay. What it was.
Do that pirouette or I'm going to stick my foot in the...
Nathan.
What did Nathan
like,
say?
He's like, do that plie, dumbass.
So we see Kurtwood Smith and he's only in there for like 2 seconds.
Yes.
And a what the fuck moment. Oh my God, Kurtwood Smith is there.
But yeah, it's... I mean,
with
it's
hair.
Really, with hair.
A little
which
bit.
Which is odd. Yeah. Yeah. And it is. It's totally 80s dancing. The waving their hands around their faces. The like
the leg warmers.
The leaping and the spinning. Yeah. I mean, stuff that was very 80s.
Yeah, this movie's really dated.
So it turns out Tony's actually auditioning for the role.
Mm-hmm.
So Kurtwood Smith is narrowing down his choices, and as he's doing that, people are getting more desperate. You see Tony, like, kind of getting nervous, and he's really trying to get up front so that he can be seen. But in the end, he's given everything he's got, but he's just not getting selected.
No. So he's rejected.
Yep. So Tony makes his way to his job at Patina's Danceland.
Oh, yeah, Patina's Danceland.
Where it looks like he's, like, teaching dance or jazzercise or something. So he runs into his friend Jackie,
mm-hmm.
who's working there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course,
played by who is she played by?
Jackie is played by I don't remember.
It's fine.
Cynthia Rhodes.
Yes, Cynthia Rhodes from Dirty Dancing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And she is like teaching people to dance or doing some jazzercise things as well.
Yeah. He's upstairs or something doing it.
And he gets
it looks like I actually put like does he teach dancing at an old folks home? Because that's what the students look like.
I think they're supposed to be just like
kind of bad.
Yeah, just
and
people
just
who
mediocre.
Wanted the people yeah. who just want to try it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're not like professional level, but they're learning
right.
how to
he
dance.
He got the beginner's class.
Yeah, which is fine. Like kudos, but yeah, and he's being nice to them too, which is great. Like. He's not like, ugh. He's just, you know, kind of encouraging them. But clearly, as he's doing this, he's questioning his life choices. So, like, he's...
You mean being in this movie, John Travolta is? Or
yes, that might be.
Tony is.
No, that might... Tony for sure.
Remember, this is about
Travolta
the time
maybe.
Where, like, Travolta wasn't really doing that well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is after Grease... After all that, and he was kind of
He was waning.
Yeah, he was waning a little bit.
Well, okay, so he makes his way back to his
the
hotel.
The first time he was waning.
Yeah, right.
Waning, and then, yeah.
He makes his way back to his hotel and gets ready for the club. Not to dance, though.
No.
He's
surprise.
Late for his shift as a waiter.
Yeah.
So, of course, while he's waiting on club patrons, Tony gets tipped in what looks like pocket change.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a couple quarters and something else. And he doesn't seem too pissed. So I was actually curious as to whether this was actually an okay amount to tip in 1983.
Right.
So I looked it up, the ratio. So a dollar in...
Oh, that's why you're doing math during this movie.
Yes, a dollar in 1983 was worth about $2.45, 46 cents
okay.
in 2017.
Okay, wow.
So if he got like 50 cents, I mean, he got like, a dollar and a quarter tip, basically,
sure.
by today's standards. So. Yeah. Not bad on one drink.
Right. So you got, like, I think in the 80s, you tipped people, with quarters and cocaine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure he got in this club. But, yeah, so,
quarters and cocaine. Just sounds so great. Sounds like a band name.
I think that was, I was going to say, was it Bon Jovi's band name? Anyway, so, no, but it was probably okay. But I was curious about that. So I was like, I saw change and I was like, you bastards. But he looked fine. So, yeah, I figured that was probably the case. So anyway, so Tony's walking across the room. And we get this really awkward camera motion.
We assume the director.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
We assume Sylvester Stallone's like giving this instruction. But as Tony's walking towards the camera... The camera tracks south and it's just aimed right at his dick.
Yeah, everybody's
like,
packaged.
He's walking up, yeah. yeah. Like, it's just focused on his junk
mm-hmm.
as he's walking up. And then you see this woman.
Can we say little sweat hog instead of dick?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
On his little sweat hog.
Okay. Little sweat hog.
Was he Vinnie Barbarino?
Yeah, in Cotter.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Welcome back, Cotter, is the whole title. But I'm sure people know what that is. Okay.
So anyway, the camera is focused on his mini Barbarino.
Okay.
As he's walking.
Ah, nice.
You like that?
No.
Aw. Anyway, but it's focused on him. which is weird, because we were like, why is it staring at his crotch so much? And then I think you pointed out that, like, Sylvester Stallone had to be like, yeah, focus in on his crotch.
I got focused in on his crotch. On his Vinnie Barbarino.
His mini Barbarino.
Everyone wants to see that. Not me, but everyone wants to see that.
Focus in on
it. There was many times in this movie, and I don't mean to be kind of weird about this, but there's, like, you have these, because Sylvester Stallone was so macho back in the day, coming off of Rocky,
which is
very macho, then you have this movie that some scenes are very not macho. Do you know what I mean? And borderline homoerotic?
Yeah, I can see that.
Minus the erotic part?
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's also, you can see with, like...
Oh, but there's also not. I mean,
yeah,
there's also, like,
classic pig-headed...
Yeah, classic pig-headed stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
So, anyway, as he gets across the room, and the camera's focused on his crotch...
On his, yeah.
There's this woman there who goes, "Hey, Tony, how's your love life?" And she's, like, staring at it.
Yeah.
Like, she's treating it like a piece of meat. She's staring at his crotch. And he goes, it's pretty good. Like, just kind of making small talk. She then proceeds to tell him that she goes, "You know why I order so many drinks?" And he goes, "Because you're an alcoholic." Which made me laugh. And then she goes, "No, Because I like to watch you walk.
Oh, God. So her last name is Weinstein. We get it. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
And he just kind of is like, hoo, you got it, and just walks away back to the bar where he cries a little
just
bit.
Just give me a quarter, please. So I can call my mom.
So, of course, like, more women are throwing themselves at him.
Right, and he's denying all these women.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this isn't the Tony that we've come to know. Now, I don't know. I've never really seen the first one. I know it's sacrilegious that I've never seen this first movie.
You're fine.
Okay.
So, of course, they get pissed. They just turned him down. So he's getting ready to go, like, take another order down, and the lady comes up and says, why aren't you coming over? I offered this to you. You should be there.
Yeah, right.
And he says, hey, look, I can't because I'm just much more career-oriented now. I have stuff going on. You know, I can't really get into a relationship right now. And, of course, she says, guys like you aren't relationships. You're exercise.
And what did I say? I said to you, yeah, her exercise is trying to get it up for him. You know what I mean?
Yes. That'll do it.
Yeah, or try to get him up.
Yes, there you go. So we cut to Tony waking up in Jackie's bed.
Yeah, like a kind of shadow.
Yeah, like a silhouette.
Silhouette.
Like,
and it's Jackie.
A Felicity kind of.
I was going to say Felicity moment where she's talking to Sally. Dear Sally, I was at a dancing routine and got rejected. Now here I am. Go ahead.
So Jackie's like, well, can you stay for breakfast? And he's like, nah, it's 6. I got to get some stuff done. And she's asking him to stay, but he says no. And, of course, she says that she misses him. He says, you know what? You don't have to say that. You don't have to keep saying that. And she just says, I know. Just kind of like this dejected.
So obviously, like, Jackie loves him more than he loves Jackie.
Yeah.
She's infatuated more with him.
Yeah. And we don't quite know what the extent of the relationship is here. Cause
right.
She's
here
new
we're like,
to...
is he just, are they just friends with benefits? What are they? I mean, she makes it sound like they aren't. Like they're more than that.
Well, yeah, I think
she's been pining after
else.
Him forever.
Yeah. So.
Meanwhile, us, we're like, we don't care. Just keep going. Move on. Where's the dancing? Come on.
So. Tony hits the streets going to just, like, agent after agent. And he's saying, you know, I could be on TV.
Are they agents? Because some of those look like secretaries.
Well, they could have been. Like,
they look like Gerda, the secretary.
But he was at the...
Yeah, I mean, I
the
guess.
Agency, yeah. The talent agency. But he says, hey, look, I could be on TV. I could be in movies or on stage. You know, even Broadway or a touring company, either
right.
way, like...
And I thought, like, at this moment, he kept getting rejected, that I thought maybe he was going to, like, do a Tootsie thing, where he dresses in drag and becomes, like, a hit on a soap opera.
Yes.
But no, this was the wrong movie. I didn't realize, but we were watching it first.
Well, I thought he might get on, go into drag,
and move to Baltimore.
A fat suit. Yeah, you can't stop the beat.
Can't stop that beat.
So he says he'll do anything, like he'll even do like other things they need him to do,
right?
Except for nudity, because he promised his mother.
Well, and they'll catch a cold.
Yeah. I don't know why she worries. Maybe she thinks I catch a cold.
And maybe you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jackie walks with Tony down the street. And, of course, he's, she's like, why do you keep doing this? Like, you're embarrassing yourself at this point. You need to just focus on other things. And he says, you know, haven't you ever wanted to be anything more than in the chorus in your life? Like, you're always in these productions, but you're always in the background. Don't you want to ever be up front? And Jackie says for him to put in, you have to put in your time and work hard. You can't just expect to be
right
something overnight. And
right.
So she also says, hey, look, you know, I have the closing performance of my show. I've asked you to come to this show multiple times. It's the last performance and you've never come. Can you come tonight? And he's like, Maybe.
Is it a Broadway show, too, like they have later on? I didn't quite understand if
yes,
it was.
Yes, it was a okay. Broadway.
So he got her, like, he's backstage. This next thing, he's backstage at this Broadway
yeah,
show.
So he shows up to the show.
Seems odd, but keep going.
I don't quite understand that either, but... somehow he's backstage.
Yeah, right.
And
I'm a little with myself backstage.
He always asks the guy at his hotel that he lives out of.
Any phone calls,
and the guy just looks at him.
Yeah.
And so he comes backstage, and in proper fashion, is just speaking out loud to the stage manager.
Why not?
Any phone calls? Sorry, it's an inside joke.
Like, that you have with someone who's not even here.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. But at the show, Tony sees Laura dancing. And Laura is played by Finola Hughes.
Yeah, Finola Hughes from General Hospital. I know her as Anna from General Hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. I know her as... Yeah.
Robin's mom on General Hospital, a.k.a. Scorpio's ex-wife. All that. Anyway, go ahead.
Scorpio's ex-wife.
Yeah. Robert Scorpio. It's General Hospital. Don't get me started on General Hospital. I'll go on forever.
Well, I know her as Emma Frost, the White Queen, in the made-for-TV Generation X movie.
Okay, well, some
from
of
the
are,
90s.
Some of us have different gays, I guess. I'm a different kind of gay than you. So.
And it also starred a slimmed-down... Remember there was kind of a chubby guy on Cold Case Files? Who was always real gruff and he talked like this.
Okay, maybe.
And
I should know, but okay, keep going.
He was a slimmed down guy on that one.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Because it was like 10 years early.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cold Case Files?
Yeah.
Oh, that gruff guy that was always like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was Banshee.
Okay. Then the other guy, then he moved on to Law & Order SVU, right? But he was on Cold Case. I digress. Let's keep going.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Anyway, keep going.
Anyway,
General Hospital. Oh, wait. That's not what we're talking about?
Okay. No. So he's obviously just enamored with her, like watching her dance. He's just fascinated. And so when the dancing's done, Jackie meets up with him, and is like, well, how would I do? And he says, you did great. You did great. But like the whole time, he's just fascinated
by her.
Yeah. He's just watching her, like, in
wow.
the wings. Yeah.
Yeah, you did great. Who's that broad?
He's obviously just attracted to her.
Right.
So wow. Tony ends up going to Laura's dressing room.
Yeah. How did you get anywhere?
He's just, like, hitting on her. And not even good hitting on her. It's dumb hitting
on
her.
Oh, it's pretty dumb.
He's
and
like,
she catches on pretty quick.
Yeah, he's like, you want to be this great guy? He likes you. His name is Rico. Hey, Rico, and, like, talking off screen and, like, going over, and
yeah.
he comes back like he's going to be smooth, and she just closes a door on him, and so eventually she lets him back in. He's kind of pissed.
She's from that show, General Hospital. Did I mention that?
That's okay. Funny, yeah.
Scorpio? Anyway, keep going.
She rejects
not from Scorpio, Scorpions, but Scorpion. Go right. ahead. General Hospital.
She rejects his buffoonery. Eventually, she opens the
much
door
like
again.
On this episode of General Hospital that I watched. Anyway, keep going.
He opens this door. She opens the door again, and he is kind of irritated, but you know, she shows that she's the cool one.
Yeah.
So, he ends up asking her out, but Laura turns him down due to this audition that's going on for a new show the next day. She invites him to audition and says she can put in a good word. He says, no, I don't want you to put in a good word.
I don't need that.
Because he wants to get it on his own merits.
Right.
Like, he doesn't want somebody to hand something to him.
Sure.
So later, he ends up walking out with Jackie, and he's making plans with her since plans with Laura fell through.
Yeah, like, that happens all the time in this movie.
It's so terrible. Like,
this guy has the biggest case of blue balls I've ever seen.
Well, it's not even...
Jumping from this person to this person?
Well, it's not even that. It's always one per individual who gets right. hurt by this. And I'm like, oh. Like, every time... Yeah,
yeah.
It's just painful. It gets worse. You'll see how much worse it gets. So
okay.
So he makes plans with Jackie. Since the plans with Laura fell through. And of course, he mentions the audition, and Jackie says, "I told you about that weeks ago." And he says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I probably wasn't listening to
you." Yeah, you probably weren't. You're probably checking your hair out in the mirror or doing whatever John Travolta does.
Yeah.
Practicing Scientology, whatever.
There you go. Xena be praised. So Laura comes out and says hello to Tony as she's leaving. Jackie asks how they know each other, and of course he comes up with some kind of BS that isn't related to him hitting on this woman.
Right.
So.
I don't know her very well.
Yeah, we were both like, way to be shitty with your kind of girlfriend, like right in front of her.
He was like, what's the, it's like, you just told your booty call, is she with someone? Hey.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Even if?
Yeah, he asks,
Jackie. Yeah.
Is she seeing
what's
anybody?
What's the deal with this? Is she seeing someone? What the fuck are you, like, that's even rude for a booty call person.
I know. Like, yeah, you're asking this girl that you're regularly seeing.
Yeah, like, have some class.
And she's like, look, if you're hot for some other chick, I do not want to hear about it. Like,
right.
She was just,
why
like,
would she?
Turn it off. But, so, and there's this great line that I love. I'll paraphrase here, but Tony says, did you hear her accent? She's so smart. And Jackie says, accents don't make you smart. If they did, you'd be Einstein. Because he's got this real heavy accent that he has throughout the whole thing. And I love that. It's just kind of like making it very obvious that even though they're in New York, he's like the only one with this accent.
Yeah, it seems odd. Yeah.
So we also see Laura leave in a limo. So I guess we're to assume that she comes from money.
She's rich. She comes with money. She has a
sugar
daddy.
They go, is that her limo? And nobody knows.
No. They ask throughout this whole movie, is that someone's limo? Is that, who is that?
But she won't admit to it. I think like she's trying to. She's sleeping with common people.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I think she has a sugar daddy that's helping her.
Probably.
Right.
That makes sense. See, Jackie says she asks him not to play games with her. You know, like she doesn't want to mess around.
She doesn't like Scrabble.
So she's Twister. Walking away without giving him the time of day. Like
Battleship.
She is obviously hurt.
Right.
So now at the audition, Jackie gets in like right away.
Battleship.
I. So at the audition.
Go ahead.
Jackie gets in. The men get their shot.
Pop-o-matic trouble.
Damn it. So the men get their shot. And again, Tony dances his heart out.
Yeah. So what I read is that John Travolta took 2 years of training for dancing.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that he tried to do correct in this movie. But keep going.
And, of course, while he's dancing, Laura is watching from the balcony.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's looking down on them. The choreographer cuts the music, I guess he's the director.
He's the director, yeah.
And says to leave their resumes and headshots. We'll all get back to you. We only really need two out of this bunch of people. So, basically, they didn't even get that much of a chance to dance. So I think that Tony's a little, worried. When he gets out of the audition, he sees Laura there. And again, he asks her out. And they do this kind of like, well, I would, but I'm busy because I got yoga.
Yeah, I got yoga.
I got this I'd have
well,
to cancel.
Well, I got brain surgery.
Yeah, and like hers
well,
are
I've
like
gotta
believable.
Get a manicure.
Hers
well,
are believable
I've
things.
I've got rocket science. Yeah, like
and
her real things.
His are like dumb.
Oh, dumb.
Just dumb things. So they end up making out, and then we're treated to this Bee Gees themed walking through the city montage.
Oh my God, this montage, I said, looks like a commercial for a KTEL record. Do you know what I mean? K-Tel Records presents Hits of the Bee Gees. And it's like them running around New York. Not even running, like slowly doing things.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems about right. It looks like a Cialis commercial.
Yeah, it looks like something, but it doesn't look good. Whatever they're promoting, it looks terrible.
Do you have low testosterone and you're John Travolta? So basically, they're just walking around the city, hitting it off. And then finally, they get like a horse-drawn carriage that I'm pretty sure she paid for.
She did. She flashed the money.
Okay, that's...
Because he tried to stop it, but she did because she flashed the money. He looked at her like, I'm the man. I should be doing that.
Yeah. But also give him the money.
Yeah.
So they go back to her place. So now let me set the stage. Tony and Lara are lying in this like Alaskan king bed where it's the even bigger than the California king. It's gigantic.
Yeah.
And he goes, so you got to tell me, are you rich? Bitch, like, you're laying in this gigantic bed.
No, I borrowed this bed and this whole like, clearly, room. If you,
even by today's standards, that room looked fancy.
Yes.
And so I was like, ooh. Yeah, so she's rich? No shit, Sherlock. Of course she's rich.
Jesus.
But Laura changes the subject again. She won't ever talk about money. She changes the subject and kicks him out. And, of course, he's like, what? I've never been kicked out before, like, you know. So he's, of course, upset because she kicked him out, and it's, you know.
But, like, I think he's still obsessed with her in a way,
too.
It's this very odd, like, she kicks him out. She almost becomes like him in a way.
Yeah, right.
Of the way that he's kind of treats women.
Yeah, he
kind of
gets emasculated.
It's like she's treating men the way men treat women.
Yeah.
And so, like, he, like is kind of like, I don't know how to deal with that.
Yeah.
And that fascinates him a little bit.
Yeah. Like it's a game of cat and mouse. But,
Yeah, like that board game Mousetrap that Jackie and him were playing. Damn, stop.
So, you know, but now this douche knows what it feels like. So, so Tony calls Jackie at like 3 a.m.
Why?
This scene is so weird.
It's pointless. It doesn't need to be in it.
So just as a setup, so it's downpouring out, like it is just raining. Tony runs up to a payphone, calls Jackie at 3 a.m. And says,
yeah, I think this is where that Matchbox 20 song. It's 3 a.m. It must be raining.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
So he basically says, hey, is anyone, you have any reservations there? Is there anybody in bed next to you?
Yeah.
She's like, no, nobody's here. Nobody has reservations. Oh, okay. So I thought, I was confused because I thought he was going to head over there for a booty call.
Perhaps.
After he just nailed this other chick. Yeah.
Right.
He goes, okay, well, I'm going to go take care of things. Like,
I'm going to go walk around the streets.
Oh, he's like, if I don't drown, I'll be doing whatever.
Okay, thanks for calling and waking me up at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, and so he just says goodbye and then runs off into the rain. The hell was going
on? No point. That scene was pointless.
It was very pointless. It's the kind of scene that you normally see left, like, on the cutting room floor because it has no purpose.
Yeah, felt like it did. It should have been.
The next day, he's pacing up and down the hall of his apartment, of, like, the hotel he lives in.
Yeah, like the lobby area.
Yeah, and there's people sitting on either side. Like, there's a TV at the end that people are watching, or they're just sitting there.
Like, I don't know if they're bums or if they live there.
I think they live there, because one was, like, a nurse, and one was a guy wearing...
One was a nurse?
Yeah.
They look like bums.
No.
Okay.
So he's just pacing up and down, and they're just watching him. There's no, like, busy action going on. They're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, staring forward or just looking at him.
Yes.
And so he's got his little, like, pocket transistor radio just blaring as he's walking back and forth. The phone rings. Of course, he's yelling at everybody not to touch the phone, But nobody's moving towards the phone.
No one's even moving. No one's punching.
They so do not care.
No one cares. They just want to watch Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. And so he answers the phone, and he's like, what? Yes, it's me. I can... Hey, turn down that radio! And he's like yelling at people to turn down the radio.
Isn't that his radio?
What's that?
That's his radio.
Yeah. And then he yells at everybody to turn down the radio, and then he goes... and like rotates the dial to turn it down himself. So like I don't know if he's losing his mind or what.
I think that was a John Travolta moment.
Yeah, just do busy stuff and just don't know why you do it.
Yeah, do stuff, do crazy stuff.
So after he finds out he got the job, Tony calls his again. Weird scene.
So but, Tony you know, calls his I mom. Liked it, but it was weird.
Tony calls mom. To tell her that he got the job dancing on Broadway. She immediately says, well, this, I don't want you doing anything like nude.
And not be a nude one.
And he goes, no, it's not, Ma. Ma, no, it's not.
I don't know any nude, like, Broadway dancing shows. Maybe hair?
Yeah.
That's about
that's
it.
Probably what they're getting at.
Okay.
Tony goes and checks out Jackie's band. She's in a band?
Yeah, she's also in a band.
Yeah. So she's singing, which is she's singing at...
Oh, the defunct, now defunct CBGBs.
Yeah, that was in CBGBs, yeah, so...
which I thought was really weird, but hey, I guess, you know, whatever.
Well, they needed a stage, and like when you think of New York, you know... There you go.
Yeah, they're probably close by.
Yeah. And so she's performing. I think Frank Stallone is one of her guys.
Yeah.
And Richie Sambora.
Right, she's in a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, there are these people right. playing. So she's watching him from the stage, mm-hmm. right? Like, she's looking at him. And a waitress walks by because he's looking at her. A waitress walks by, and he starts, like, staring at her ass as she's walking by.
Of course.
And this is, like, a hard stare. Like, it is 10 seconds worth of stare. Like, it is very obvious.
Okay.
And then he goes, okay. And so he, like, turns and looks at her again, like, nothing happened. It's fine. Like, that's okay.
That's how I did name her band.
What? What'd you
name her band? I called it Holland Post. Because she looks like Marky Post. So I call Hall and Marky Post. She does though. Look at like her hair is very Marky Posty.
It is very Marky Post. Yeah. Hall and Post.
Oh Hall and Post. Yeah.
Bon Posty.
Yeah. I can't go for that. Oh. No. Get away from me, Tony.
Post face killer. So he's just done this ass staring, but she's still like, okay, hi, he likes me because he's smiling at me again. So she gets down off the stage in the middle of her set.
I don't know whether to feel bad for her or like shake her and say, snap
right?
out of it, girl.
Yeah, it's like halfway in between that. It's like partially, like,
partly
you
I feel bad,
this
but partly
you,
I'm like,
you shouldn't do this to yourself.
Yeah.
So, she runs off the stage in the middle of her set to go kiss him after he was just staring at some chick's ass. And he says he wanted to earn this job on his own merits, so he wanted to make sure that she did not, like, put in a good word for him. He didn't ask the Richie Rich gal, but he asked her.
Right.
And she's like, no, I didn't have anything to do with it. So, but then he gets...
yeah, as a backup dancer, I have a lot of leeway.
Yeah, right. So he's like, okay, because I want to make sure if whatever. And then he's like, why is your guitarist staring at you like that? Why is he looking at you like that? Really? Like,
I don't know. Why were you looking at waitress's bum?
Yeah. So I guess my thought is maybe he's looking at her because he's wondering why the hell she left in the middle of a song, you know,
right.
to go talk to
him. I would be
to
too.
But even if that's not the case, Seriously, dude, you were just checking out some other gal's ass. Are
we gonna tell like who we read was in the band too?
Who?
What's his face from Bon Jovi?
Richie Sambora?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, I thought you did. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The but yeah, so he's, I don't like the way, whatever. First off, you just slept with somebody else, and then you were checking out a waitress. So calm down. So Tony at this point asks Jackie out. He says, you know, what are you doing later?
Yeah, what are you doing Tuesday? Whatever.
Or he's like, what are you doing later today? And she's like, oh, well, I'll be done with my set at whatever time. He says, okay, I'll meet you.
How long is your set?
Yeah. Well, she's a professional.
Well, yeah, she's got to sing all those Hall and Bowes songs. All five of them.
Just over and over.
Yeah.
So now Tony, who has just set up a date with Jackie, goes to meet Laura. As he gets there and he walks over, she's there with her, I guess.
I'm going to say sugar daddy.
Sugar daddy?
I think so.
I didn't know if it was her husband or if it was her, like, sugar daddy or whatever.
I'm thinking she, because she says the whole, like, people use people, whatever.
Yeah, makes
sense. I think she's using men, like, you know, for money. And I think this is her sugar daddy. Has to be.
Okay, makes sense. So, you know, of course, they're like, who is this? And she introduces him like nothing's happened, of course. But he leaves pissed off.
Yeah, I mean, this really upsets him.
Yeah. And, of course, it's so upsetting that he can't even stop to make sure that Jackie isn't just standing out in the cold waiting for him still. Since, of course, at rehearsal the next day, he's out of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
He's focusing on Laura and trying not to let on to Jackie, you know, that he's looking at her because he's just staring longingly. And then he'll smile to Jackie like, haha, see, we're fine. And she just kind of nods, oblivious to whatever's happening or just willing to accept.
This is the worst love triangle I've ever seen.
Basically, the director is giving notes on what they're supposed to be doing and what he wants from them. But no, they're not paying attention because they're all too busy eye-humping. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's just seriously, it goes on forever. Although we did learn in that the show is called
Satan's Alley. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is originally what they wanted to call Kate and Alley.
Oh, I was just going to say it. You beat me.
Satan's Alley.
Which is usually what I call Alley Larder. Anyway, so he talks to Jackie, you know, after the rehearsal. And says, you know, I really apologize for not showing up. And she says, you know, it's okay. And she's kind of, and he flirts a little bit about it. You know, he flirtatiously gets out of it by being like, I know that's not what you really mean. And she kind of giggles it off. And then Jackie, or they're sitting there joking
Girl,
with each other.
Come
I know,
on.
Right? And then Laura goes, ooh, young lovers from like
young
up
lovers.
Above, like talking crap. So Jackie leaves.
And then the director, Bob Flossie, is all like from up above, right?
Well, Laura and Tony start fighting.
Oh, yeah, that's what it
because
is.
Because he's like, hey, what's going on? You did this, now you're talking to me? Yeah. I thought you were breaking up. Like, what's going on? She's like, what do you mean, what's going on? Like, don't worry about it. You know. Thank God you're cute. Thank God you're pretty.
Yeah.
You know, because he's...
Thank God.
He just is not picking up here. And he's like, hey, I'm talking to you, and grabs her arm, and she starts flipping out on him. And she's like, people use each other. People this and this and this. You know, basically talking about, you know, it meant nothing. We were just having a good time. You know, we use each other for things.
Do you get, like, the fact, like, when you see her, like, is she kind of like a generic Jane Seymour to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole time I was like, you're kind of like, if Jane Seymour could dance, probably this would be her role, too.
You don't know that Jane Seymour can't dance.
Well, I know that she can fall flat on the ground.
Hell yeah, she can.
That's another story.
That'll teach her. anyway, so she says, hey, this was just a fling. And then we pan up to the director is standing
Bob
over.
Bob Flossy.
Yes, and he's listening to all of it. And now we keep saying the director.
I thought he was going to be like, okay, I'll try to like
yes,
ruin this.
Right?
But no, he doesn't do that.
Or use it to like, I'll use it to push him further.
Yeah, push him further.
There's no.
Nothing.
There's no freaking reason he is up there
no
listening to this.
No reason to do that.
It doesn't come back to haunt anybody.
No.
It doesn't come back as an inspirational
moment.
So
what was the point of that?
I don't know. He's just standing up in the rafters jerking off to people having fights.
I'm Bob Flossy.
I'd also like to point out that we call him the director because throughout the whole thing,
I don't know his name.
Not even in IMDb, I could not figure out what his actual name
really?
Was
on IMDb.
I was looking through the trivia, hoping it would say
he
there.
He looks like without the beard, he looks like that guy that like you've seen before.
You know,
like one of those guys.
You know who he reminds me of? You know the guy who was like the in. Ghostbusters.
It was him.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Are you sure? That's who I think it is. Like,
is
shave
really?
His beard off. That's him.
Do you think it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. And, like, he was in Die Hard?
I'm looking that up. But, yeah. Die Hard. The guy from Die Hard.
Yeah, right?
That's what I was thinking, too.
I'm pretty sure that, like, I thought it was him, but I don't know.
Keep going.
If it's not him, they have to be related. So
keep going, because it looked like him with a beard.
So they're fighting. Director's jerking off.
And the beard, I mean, like, John Travolta. Anyway, keep going.
So Tony, he's exiting the building with Jackie now, and Tony makes plans to hang out with, or to meet up with Jackie. Let's meet up at 9 o'clock. And she's like, well, you won't forget about me again, right? Like kind of joking. And I think half serious. And he goes, no, I promise I'll meet you. Then he walks about 10 steps over to where Laura is, and she's like,
totally, like,
would you like to come to my party?
I have a Christmas party. Would you like to come?
Yeah, at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, conveniently.
And he was like, oh, okay. So, sorry, Jackie.
Sorry. You were SOL, Jackie.
She probably was still within, like, earshot
of it,
too.
She was right next to him, pretty much.
Yeah.
She was, like, walking away.
Probably has heard all of this. So, now Tony goes home. And he puts on his finest disco dud. So he puts on his suit from Saturday Night Fever.
Right. Right.
And
I call it Miami. You look Miami Vice.
Well, yeah, he didn't have the black shirt under it. He had just like a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's Miami Vice.
Like a V-neck t-shirt. So yeah, it looked like a cartel thing. So Tony puts Tony, after he gets dressed up, he goes to Laura's where she treats him like garbage. She says he looks nice and everything like that, but yeah, she just treats him like, just like puke. So he gets mad, and he goes to go see Jackie singing at the bar then. Of course, when he gets there, she's singing some sort of ballad while crying. So obviously,
yeah,
it's gone a little too far. So when she's done, he runs to go talk to her.
It's my favorite Hall and Post song.
Jackie says she's not going to be his second pick. Like, she's starting to catch on, and I thought, you know what? Good for you, girl. Like, that is great. I'm not going to be your second pick. And then she goes, I can still be your friend.
Jackie,
come on.
Jackie, you're the worst.
Come on, Jackie. I can still be
Grow
your friend.
A backbone.
But that's it. Classic misstep, Jackie.
Jesus.
Anyway, so he walks all the way to his mom's house.
Yeah. He walked all the way.
Yeah.
In it's another, like, montage that took him past, like, I guess, the old club. That
Odyssey 2001.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that the club from the first movie?
Yes.
The connection from that.
Yeah, right. And it says, like, all male review on the board and, like, all this stuff. So I don't know if it's, like, a strip joint or whatever. Interesting story was that eventually that became a gay bar.
In real life?
Yeah, in the 80s it became a gay bar.
So that was probably the real thing then.
Well, it wasn't until, like, 85 or 86 or something like that. It was a little
bit
after that.
Was he called Director?
I don't know. I can't find anything on here. I don't find any credit for him.
Oh my god! But it looks exactly like him.
Yeah, I know, right?
Keep going.
But anyway, but the Odyssey 2001, after it got changed to a gay bar, it got torn down in 2006. So okay. It's gone now. But anyway, but his mom is feeding him pie. And he, you know, trying to just, she's Italian mom trying to feed him. And he apologizes.
I love his mom.
I don't.
I do.
Well, I don't because of one thing. So he apologizes. Like, I was all on board with her. I kind of got
until
that.
She was like, but you are what you are kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no. So I got that real Mrs. You remember Who's the Boss? There's that like Italian lady who Tony knew, Mrs. Rossetti or
okay,
whatever
sure.
her name was. I got that kind of vibe from her.
I thought that was the actress. That
no, played it's not okay. her. So she's fine until he says, "Hey, look, I'm so sorry that I was shitty to people when I lived back here. That I was such a dick. I'm, you know, I'm sorry about this." And she goes, "Oh my god, is this for real? Is that really him?"
Yeah, that's in Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's him in Ghostbusters.
That's totally him, though. In like, I swear to you,
I don't think so.
Okay,
I
keep
think
going.
It's close, but it's not him.
It's his brother, then.
Yeah, it has to be. We'll figure it out.
Someone let us know.
So he apologizes for being a dick, and his mom says, you know, hey, it's a good thing that you were a terrible human being.
I don't think necessarily. I think it's like, it's a good thing you got out of this neighborhood.
Well, she says it's a good thing that you didn't respect anybody because that helped you get out of here.
You're reading it way different than I am.
And I just thought it was poorly written.
Oh, it was poorly written. I love her, though. I love her
yeah, I like
reactions
her.
In this movie.
Yeah.
And I don't know. She's fun to me.
Yeah. But yeah, like, with that, I was like, that
this
seems
movie's
like
poorly
a really
written
poorly written,
anyway,
like, but a poorly written justification of how shitty of a human he is.
Look, I think maybe she just knows that he's a shitty person and is just yeah. like, you know, here, I'll give you this one.
So, at rehearsal, they critique Laura and the male lead. So the male lead is kind of being robotic and everything. And Tony is talking to Jackie and joking around with her and being like a little too touchy-touchy, you know?
No, they just call him a look-alike.
He's just look-alike?
Yeah, it's just someone that looks like him. Anyway, go ahead.
So anyway,
just bothering me. That looks exactly like the guy from Die Hard.
It does look exactly like him. So to Jackie, he says, "Hey, will you meet me tonight?" And she says, "Yes."
Oh, Jackie!
Jackie, come on,
Jackie.
But of course, come on.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 300 times.
Yeah.
You're Jackie.
So originally, though, when he says, "Do you have plans?" She says, "Yes, I have other commitments." And he's like, "No, you don't. No, you don't."
He calls
don't.
Her out. At this point, I was like, is he going to, like,
you're lying.
You know, like, a new turn for him, maybe, in a way? And he does a little bit.
Yeah. So, he's just like, "No, you don't have plans. Nobody loves you." Like, just being terrible. But she agrees to show up. So she shows up back at the rehearsal space, escorted by, well, Frank Stallone. I think he plays a guy named Carl.
Okay.
But by Frank Stallone, who's a member of her band.
Chicken sandwich, Carl.
Chicken sandwich, Carl. And so, but Tony is pissed because he doesn't like other men being around her. A rhythm guitarist? What?
A rhythm guitarist.
Yeah,
what's so next? Like, the bassist?
He goes on about the whole rhythm guitarist thing, and then, but again, like, I'd like to point out that you've been staring at women's asses. You've
oh
slept
no,
with
it's very double
else,
standard.
Like whole, yeah.
You know.
And so Tony's pissed about this, and she's like, "You need to calm the hell down. We're just friends." And then when they say goodnight, he's pissed about the way they say goodnight to one another, even. Like,
well, how do they say it?
Like, he goes,
okay, let's do like how they did it.
Okay. Goodnight.
Goodnight. Is that how she did it?
Close.
Or hers was like, goodnight.
Yeah, it was very, like...
Oh, I mean, she was doing that shit on purpose. Good for Jackie. You go.
Good for you, Jackie.
Good for you.
So, well, of course he showed up this time, because he needs Jackie
to help him.
He needs Jackie to help him, so of course he showed up. And so we're doing a little...
Jackie has to be the second best dancer.
Yeah, there you go.
So she has to help him.
We're doing a little Silver Linings Playbook thing here, where they're going to work together trying to come up with this dance.
Yeah, and it's an awful script. Yep. Is that what you mean? Yeah, go ahead.
And so he wants Jackie to help him take over as the male lead, because the current male lead, he's just not pulling it off. He's stiff. He's not getting it done. He can't do some of the lifts.
And he's a homosexual.
Yes, there you go.
So we need a different homosexual to take his place.
Correct. He wears a headband so much better.
Right.
So
this is bullshit.
We have this long slow motion montage, right?
It goes on forever.
Yeah, of them dancing and practicing.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it gave us. We were like chatting during it because it was going so long. We were really losing attention.
You know, when you're on Instagram focus. And you see someone's like video and it goes really slow and you're like, just speed it up already. It was kind of like that, only for 5 minutes.
Yeah, at least.
And you're like, God, go.
So
go, Stallone. Move it.
So Tony walks Jackie home at this point. Like, and earlier he said he knew there's just a gentleman inside of him waiting to get out. So he goes, you know.
That can mean so many things.
And you know what it probably means.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he says he wants to be a gentleman, so he walks her home. And when they get there, he starts talking about, he said, look, I've been thinking about this. You know, we were always very comfortable together. You know, so we should get back together. Well, sweet romance. We're comfortable with each other, so let's get back together.
She has a single girl tear. A single girl tear. And she's crying. She's like, yes.
Yeah, so she
because
says
of all
yes.
The crappy things you did to me, don't worry about it.
And seriously,
it.
I'm just like, run. He's cheated on you. He's stood you up how many times?
Technically, we weren't really dating, but yeah.
He constantly tells you, no, you don't have anybody else. Nobody cares for you. Nobody whatever.
He
like
constantly belittles her.
Yeah, he constantly belittles her, calls her crappy stuff, tells her she's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just
gets mad
constant.
When she flirts with other men because he wants to be flirting with them.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay.
Stares at other women, wondering, you know.
What a woman's body looks like.
Yes. Wondering if his hips look good in those pants.
Those hips don't lie.
So I'm like, oh, girl, just run. Like, this is.
Jackie.
This is really a kind of an abusive relationship, Jackie. And you need to get out of it. Half the time he's gaslighting her.
Oh, Jackie, come on.
We're like, come on, get out of this. But then he goes, then he says, I love you. And of course, that just took care of that.
And then he says, where's your brooch I gave you?
But there's no knife in my hand.
About the fact that we just did like gaslight references in Staying Alive. Go ahead.
Heck yeah. So of course they make out and then they go sleep together. So, you know, good times.
Yeah.
Because Jackie's gullible. So the next day at rehearsal, they watch Lara and her partner just struggle to do these moves. The director
is my headband on too tight? Why am I not doing this correctly?
So the director steps away for a minute. And when he does, Jackie is like telling Tony, go, go, go. So Tony goes after director.
Yeah.
And he asks for the chance to do the lead part.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the director agrees. We'll give you a shot. So the director is arguing with Laura as he's explaining what's going to happen.
Yeah.
She's pissed because, you know, he's an amateur. And she's like freaking out about it. And of course, everybody in the studio is all abuzz, including an kind of unknown and uncredited Patrick Swayze.
The Swayze shows up.
He was a background dancer.
The Swayze. And I tell you what, if this movie had the Swayze in it, I would love it a lot more.
Patrick Swayze, Kurtwood Smith, like, yeah. I mean, and think he's like, it's before Dirty Dancing.
Think about it, though. Would you like, if Patrick Swayze played Tony, would that be better? Maybe not Italian.
No.
Maybe just a different character altogether.
I mean, there should have been, yeah, he would have to be a different character.
Right, but, like, wouldn't it be good?
Yeah.
Okay. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. No, Swayze would be good. This needed to be a whole different film outside of...
Right. There's, like, a lot of exposition that we just don't even get. I don't think we get any exposition. We don't know what the hell happened to his family.
Yeah,
we just know his mom still exists.
I heard there was a lot of cut scenes.
Okay.
That dealt with his family and the characters from the first movie.
Okay.
But they just opted to take him out.
Okay. Well, so, whatever. We lost all that.
Yeah, right.
We don't know who Jackie is. How that came to be. Anyway, what happened to your love interest in the first movie?
I don't know if it's just because they worked together. Maybe that's where they knew each other.
I don't know.
Anyway. Tony and Laura start dancing. And they're not working that well together, really. And, of course, everybody there kind of giggles when they make some mistakes. So he storms out. And, of course, the director stops him, chases after him, and says, "Hey, you can either walk out of here or you can grow up." He's like, "We all have our own rules. We all have whatever we have to follow. But in here, the rules are mine, and you'll follow them."
Right.
And
because I'm the guy from the Ghostbusters.
Really? So the director really gives him the only solid advice kind of in this movie.
Kind of. And yeah. It's pretty just kind of half-assed.
It is, but compared to a lot of the other stuff we've heard, it sounded at that moment, it sounded really profound.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
It sounded terrible, like the rest of the script.
No, compared to the rest of the
script. Oh, compared to the rest of the script. Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
when you're, yeah, I mean.
Except the mom, but you don't agree with me on that.
I don't. So he goes, "Look, you're not the best, but you could give up. Or you could keep trying to
be the
best."
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I guess I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And he says it like twice as long.
Right.
And I think he like repeats himself in there once. But yeah, that's what he gets at. So he walks back in and Tony decides to come back in and try again. And of course, he nails
I don't think he's a bad person. Like, no. I thought he was going to be a bad person, but he's not.
No. So he ends up nailing the moves. Laura is dumbfounded at this, and of course the director is impressed, and so he has them keep dancing
together.
Right, he
says, "You don't have, like, you're not the greatest dancer on Broadway."
Yeah.
"But you got anger, and that's what the show needs."
Yes, exactly.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I like that. I think I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was probably the realest.
There was the director has this big, like, he barely says anything through most of it, but he
and
has
then check IMDb and he's not even credited.
Yeah, but he has this big long speech here, which I was like, yes, this fits perfectly. So now we have a training montage where we see them continue practicing and like getting better and better.
Right, do it again,
especially as the studio or the stage is being built. They're building this big, like, contraction
like cross-cutting
of a stage,
between that and the stage, sure.
So, the day of the show, Tony is freaking out. You know, I guess, to a degree, Lara's looks kind of nervous, too, but Tony's really freaking out. This is his first time up here. And he says he really needs another week, and then he'd feel okay, but they don't have that. So Jackie encourages him, says they'll be great. And Tony's mom shows up in the audience.
Oh, she's adorable.
And she's like, this is my son will be here, as if you didn't know. And like, she's just kind of rubbing
it. She's so adorable, though. Yeah. You have to give her that.
Yeah, she is adorable. I was actually disappointed we didn't have more of her.
Me too.
Yeah. So now Tony is lowered in from the ceiling, with people like moaning and barking. They're making
the opening,
some sort of barking type sound. He's lowering down, which is supposed to be, again, the Satan's Alley.
They look like zombies. I actually called it, like, instead of the Walking Dead, I called it the Dancing Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were supposed to laugh at my joke, but that's fine. You don't have to.
Good, because I won't.
Good, because it wasn't that good. But it is. It's kind of this weird zombie that's flailing their
and
arms.
Well, it's kind of like, it really is this almost like Dante's Inferno kind of a thing.
Kind of, it's very odd.
Yeah,
very
he gets
weird.
Lowered down. Everything's in black.
Again, this is on Broadway?
Yeah.
What is it? It's not a musical?
Yeah. No,
just
no, no.
Dance review?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get what it's supposed to be exactly.
It's not Cats.
No. Although.
Although there are cats later on.
Yeah. So, people are moaning and you hear making these weird sounds. And then there's like the lighting looks like lightning is striking and stuff.
God.
But the background's all black, and except for like you see hands reach up out of the blackness to like get at him and stuff.
Oh, whatever.
He starts kind of like running across the stage, and there's just this explosion of 80s-ness. So people in unitards.
It really
unitards
is 80s.
There are people with unitards with teased out hair.
It's like someone just puked Flashdance on us.
Basically.
I mean, it's really.
Some of these people are the same people from Flashdance.
Oh, they have to be. I mean, they were just going crazy.
They are.
And very 80s, like, moving really fast.
Yeah. And so I really don't understand the appeal of what the show is supposed to be, because, I mean, like, for a Broadway show, it's just all dancing. There's no singing.
I guess it's an interpretive, it's Satan's Alley, Jeremy.
There's
it's
no
that
acting,
great,
even.
It's that great sitcom, Satan's Alley.
But no, I mean, I haven't been this displeased with a show since the revival of Hello Dolly with like new songs that we're picking.
Oh my god! With new David Horace Pierce doing
with
that new song?
With new Horace Vandergelder songs.
What Hello Dolly needed was more Horace Vandergelder songs.
That's the best part of Hello Dolly.
Take some woman. I want another song
of Horace Vandergelder music. David Hyde Pierce doing Walter Matthau.
Money should be like manure. Spread it around.
So, so I was like, oh, God. So now during the performance, they're kind of in the heat of the moment. He goes a little crazy, so he kisses Laura.
Yeah. Oh, there goes their chances for regionals and super regionals. That happened on Glee, remember? They lost?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, everybody he kisses Laura. I think you're trying to be this part of the show, or I don't know what the motivation
what
it was. It was stupid.
It was.
She scratches him hard enough that he starts bleeding from his eye or something.
I guess she really did have to go to the manicurist.
And so everybody is pissed. Jackie asks why he had to kiss her. And, of course, he responds by basically kissing her.
Yeah.
To which she's like, okay.
Okay.
Okay, Tony.
Your kiss was in front of the whole audience.
Yeah,
our
right.
kiss was backstage.
Yeah, so it's all right, baby. So the director goes back and reminds Tony, this show isn't about you anymore. You're part of a team.
Yeah.
And, the director, he came back and said something, like, before the show started to him also.
Uh-huh.
And, and then he has this moment even. And I'm just like, you have all the nuggets of wisdom, but you haven't been giving them out to anybody. Like, he's just, waits for just certain these little moments. But anyway, so they dance in the second act.
Of course they do. It's all dance review. Why wouldn't they?
So after Laura asks Tony if they can get together, so like after the second act.
Right.
They go backstage again.
Yeah, maybe we should get back together because, you
Laura,
know,
Laura
that dancing
hey,
is amazing.
You know, let's get together again. And he says, no, I have commitments.
Right.
And Laura, who dejected, just aims to wound with this. She says, oh, Tony, you don't have it. Basically saying that he's shitty, that he's not going to do that, trying to get in his head. And I was like, wow, you're a bitch. Like, you would...
Yeah.
You would tank your whole performance.
I know. That's what I mean. I'm like, he's your dance partner.
Yeah. She's
why would you make it then where he screws up more? Like,
I think
she's
used
himself.
To getting her way. Like,
of course
obviously
she is.
She's gotten plenty by.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
But so is Tony.
Yeah.
The only person not used to getting their way, Jackie.
Jackie never gets her way.
Jackie never gets her way.
No.
So not now, even in the band Holland Post.
So in Act 3, things just go off the rails, much like our Act 3 in this movie.
He's in this loincloth. He's in like in that loincloth thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These people are still wearing. They have headbands, and they look like they
this
are wearing.
This is Bob Mackie. Bob Mackie did the costumes for this last section. Bob Mackie's a big designer, did stuff for Cher.
Really?
Did stuff for, yeah.
Did he do stuff for the Apple?
Probably.
Because it does look like the hell scene in the Apple. And there
was
a lot
does.
Of people who were actually from this who were actually in that, too.
Yeah, well, that's terrible, too.
I love it so
that's
much,
worse.
Though.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
The actual factual vampires.
Yes.
So.
Go watch the Apple, folks.
Go watch the Apple if you haven't, everybody.
And be amazed.
So, the third act, things are just nuts. At some point, Tony is attacked by men who
by
look
men?
Like they're dressed as Tim Burton's Catwoman.
Yeah. But you can tell they're men because their spandex, whatever, singlet thing comes down so we can see their muscles.
Yeah.
And they've got these whips that they're whipping
but
Tony
it looks like,
with.
It looks like they're leather and like they have
yeah,
like the
they look
Catwoman.
Like leather.
They look like it looks Catwoman.
Like, oh, it looks like Leather Knight.
Yeah.
I mean, it does. It looks pretty gay.
They look like they're... Aw, Catwoman at the store. They told me it was Catman.
Aw, man. What are we going to do with these costumes?
So,
I'll just whip John Travolta around.
That's what they were doing beforehand, too. And they're even meowing.
Yeah.
Like, when they go after him, they're like, meow. And after a while, he starts... so he starts, like... flipping them over his head and stuff like that. Like, he's fighting them. And so then he comes back to dancing with Laura. And she's like the devil.
Yeah, yeah, she's like the devil in this.
And so...
The devil's trying to get a guy in loincloth.
Yeah, I think he's trying to... They're trying to battle him for his soul. And at like one point, they have him tied up with like the whips... Like, around his arms and his neck.
I don't know. This was weird.
And so then he's I think he's supposed to be where he's dying. He's going to get, like, eaten by the devil.
Okay.
But then, like, the light comes from up above. There's, like, this one white light
that
comes up.
All right. You got more out of it than I did.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out what was happening, and I got...
I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
Then he goes off the rails and does, like, a solo part.
I know. Well, yeah, so... Well, Laura is there, and he starts doing this move where he spins her, but instead of just spinning her once and doing whatever, he continues to spin
continues
and spin
to
and spin.
Go.
And she goes, what are you doing?
And then tosses her.
Yeah,
he builds
up a bunch of momentum, and then he just throws her, and she rolls across the stage like to the back of the upstage.
And then goes onto a solo routine.
Yeah,
that I don't think he was supposed to do.
No, because the director's like, what's he doing?
What's he doing? I told him not to do the solo.
Yeah, I told him not to do a solo. Which
but John Travolta's like,
which is hilarious because that means it's been explained to him before. To quit,
don't do your solo.
Quit throwing Laura off the stage.
Please stop doing that.
And stop doing dance solos.
Stop doing...
scrap, screw, screw. So
Jazz Square.
So I'm gonna grapevine my way out of here. Excuse me, everybody. Of course, Jackie, or Tony, after he throws Laura and does like his own little dance, he gets up on this little like platform that's like raising.
Starts to rise up.
Yeah, it starts rising up there. And so he tells he's trying to get Laura to jump to him.
Just jump.
Which makes no sense. Why would the devil go up with him? But whatever. He's like, come with me.
Just jump. And you hear the director go,
I can't
jump.
Do it. And everybody's just jump. Everybody's encouraging it. But she's like, I can't jump. I have no clue why.
I don't know why she can't jump now. And all of a sudden.
So she's saying it to him, and he's like, come on. Come on. So people have to be hearing him screaming, come
this?
On. And
beautiful.
Yeah. And even even Jackie's like, leap, jump, go.
Right.
Like yelling.
And she leaps.
Yeah, and she leaps.
And he grabs her.
He catches her.
And then like.
And then the kind of. He posts her.
Right. Where he's like.
He's on this pedestal. He's got her posted. So this is dangerous.
Yeah.
He's got her posted on this. And then a bunch of lights go off.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty good. And then everybody just starts going nuts and applauding. And Tony's mom goes, where did he learn to do that? So, like, she's impressed.
I don't know. Where is he originally from?
I don't know,
Queens?
Like, yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Now, after the show, everyone is celebrating. Jackie asks if Tony is going to go out with everybody. He says no. He has some stuff to do. And we see, like, she's there. In the background, you see Laura. And I'm like, is he going to go off with Laura? That's, you know, way to go, Jackie.
Way to go.
And he goes, no, I got some stuff to do. And she goes, what? And he goes, I got a strut. And so now he's just strutting around New York City again.
I got a strut.
Back to staying alive.
Well, I can tell by the way I use my walk.
Right. And it's weird. At the end, he freezes. Did you see that? Where, like, he freezes,
yeah.
But the car lights are still going.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, the cars were still moving on either side.
Okay.
So then he disappears, and eventually the cars freeze.
Oh, well, that's weird.
Yeah, it was just very
I didn't
odd
see
cutting.
That. Probably because I was glad it was over.
Yeah.
So I wasn't noticing that.
But yeah, that is the end.
Yeah. So that's what we thought of this movie. Let's hear what other people thought of this movie, shall we? Shannon Lorraine gives it a 10 out of 10, and she says, I love this movie. I love this movie. I grew up dancing in my basement to this soundtrack. John Travolta's always a genius, and Anthony Rhodes is brilliant. I think it's best not to compare it to Saturday Night Fever. Saturday Night Fever is in a league of its own, and I do think Mr. Stallone was not trying to recreate the original.
Clearly.
Right? On its own is a fantastic movie. Killer soundtrack and amazing dancing. The best thing in my opinions are the opening audition scene and some serious dancing from Travolta, as well as the last scene of Satan's Alley. Just jump, damn it. What more could you ask for? I don't know, a better script?
Yeah. Better actors.
Better actors.
Plot.
Right, a bunch of things. Better editing. What do you want? This person gave it a 3 out of 10. They are Tex42. Poor sequel lacks in every category. In this sequel to Saturday Night Fever, we find Tony struggling to make it as a dancer on Broadway. He does get his break, and now he is forced to juggle two women, one sweet and nice and the other cold. But who could make his career? It is somewhat obvious that Travolta was lacking in film roles during this period because most people would have to be forced to do this movie. All the good supporting characters from the original are gone and new ones are one-dimensional and boring. The music is laughable and the Broadway numbers that Travolta and Hughes perform is in pure schlock. This movie's biggest problem is that it was made too late in the 80s. No, it's 83. What the hell are you talking about? The era of the first movie was over. Yeah. So the story plays like an obituary. It's not awful, just boring and tiresome to watch. Stick with Saturday Night Fever and simply pretend there is no sequel. How do you feel about that?
What number did he give it again?
3 out of 10.
Yeah. I
put it up one more.
Yeah, notch maybe
for 4.
Yeah. So I think I agree with most of that. Yeah, I actually, you know what I would have rather have seen? Because the whole, like, Broadway thing is bizarre.
It's bizarre.
I would rather have seen, like, it's been 5 years, and we see this, like, the height of this disco era.
I think
this
disco's over.
And I would like to start seeing, like, I think a cool sequel would have been where, like, disco was dying. You know, it's the end of the disco age, and, like, this guy is, like, struggling with, like, his place in it now. That this is not something there. I think that would have been something more interesting than this. Like, it just so bizarre all of a sudden it's Broadway thing.
It's very bizarre. I just didn't think that that's where his character would be going.
Agreed.
But and I've never seen the first one, but I know it's so much part of the lexicon that it's hard not to.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yep. So, go ahead.
So, I agree with that.
You're looking at me like we got some 5 questions, right?
We do have some 5 questions.
Oh.
All right, let's hit them. So, what do you think the best part of this movie was?
For me, and this could be different from you, I like the mom in this movie, and I do like the scene at the end. Just jump. I thought that was pretty good. There's a lot that fell flat in this movie for me. And mainly the script was not really good. But I do enjoy the fact that there's this weird slice of New York that we got to see.
Yeah.
Which is very weird. It's very dirty because it was 83. But I kind of enjoyed seeing that in a way. Because he does shoot, like, cities well in a weird, dirty way. Like, Rocky reminds me of that.
But you know what,
too, though?
It was dirty, but in a very, like, beautiful kind of way.
Yeah, it's very odd. It wasn't, but he does that. He does that, like, with Rocky, too.
Yeah, you know, like, you get filmmakers where they'd be like, here's a piece of New York where you would just see, like, a field of, like, rubble where, like, buildings had come down.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't anything like that. Like, you see the grittiness and the griminess of the whole thing, but, like, in this very, it's a very loving way that it's done.
Right.
Like, he's very respectful of the city.
Right.
And I like that.
Right. I think it's just so dated. Like, this movie, coming out of 83, maybe should have dealt with more of not necessarily a punk movement, but, like, a new wave and a dance, maybe with a new wave feel or something. But this Broadway thing is really odd for
something me. Where he could learn to pogo.
I don't know. Yeah. Something. I don't know. But, yeah, I didn't prefer that aspect of it. You, best part?
I put the director, and I don't mean Stallone.
I know you were fascinated by this director.
I am. Like, he wasn't the most powerful character, but I liked the way, like, to me, there was almost no character development through this whole thing for anybody,
right? No, that's, and it's weird. So when they would do something that was somewhat relative, it felt out of character because there was no character development to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, even Tony had some character development, but it was kind of weak at best.
Well, most of it was weak.
Yeah.
But
go ahead. The director, to me, I was like, I got the best feeling of character development from him.
Probably because we didn't really need it.
Because at the beginning, he was just kind of like, you know, I'm here just to move this piece along.
Right.
But as it went, he became that kind of like, I'm delivering advice to you, or I'm challenging you, or I'm doing this thing, and like, sometimes he was a dick, and sometimes he wasn't.
I think we needed less of this weird, bizarre love triangle. Not the New Order song, but like the bizarre love triangle that they have. And more of the breaking into Broadway and trying to become an artist and that aspect better than like, oh, I'm going to sleep with this chick and then sleep with her.
Well, so part of me wonders,
I got to be macho.
Because this movie, honestly, it feels like it should have been its own thing.
No, it really does.
Like, it literally, there's, like, the connections are shoehorned in.
Oh, it's the mom.
Yeah, right?
And when he walks to the his old town, that's about it.
But that could be anything. It could be any mom. Like, the whole thing is...
I don't know. I like her. I like his mom.
Well, yeah, I get that. Okay. But, like, what I'm saying is, it could have been anybody. This whole thing...
Oh, yeah. You
this
mean,
whole thing, you could just change the
characters. It couldn't be Tony. It could be someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be like, are you sure this isn't the Saturday Night Fever sequel?
Right.
Like, you wouldn't think that, because it has nothing to do with
right.
it.
Right. Exactly.
And so, I think that...
I think maybe that's a good thing, though, too, because you're not relying on the first one.
It's true, but here's my problem with that, though, because now the other thing is, once you put Tony in there, now you have to build it around his
right,
existing
that's what
personality.
I mean. Yeah.
So, like, if you would have taken Tony out of the equation, I'm kind of interested to see if, like... It would have been different, because now his ego isn't built in.
Right, his ego is not the big part of the movie.
Right, so you can take a character and do something different with him, and you don't have to be like, but that's not something Tony would say.
Agree.
Like, you can make him his own thing.
Agree.
So, would you reboot, continue, or cancel?
Cancel.
I also said cancel. But you know what? Like, when I think about it, really, in a way, like... There's so much that has kind of gone over to, like, dance movies. I think about, like, Step Up 2, : The Streets. And there's this piece in the first one they talk about, when they talk about Channing Tatum, like, when he shows back up. And he says that, yeah, now me and whatever from the first movie, we're in, like, a touring dance company now. And so I'm like, well, maybe that is a natural progression for somebody to go from, like, a dance to, like, a performance thing.
Yeah.
And so...
If you are going to redo this movie, it has to be... You have to keep it retro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And kind of have that, like, where Netflix has glow.
Yeah.
And it's set in a specific time. For me, if you're going to continue to do it, it's got to have that retro feel to me, or I don't want to. And so it's too far gone.
What was the Baz Luhrmann one?
Oh, the Get Down?
Yeah.
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 No, it's too far gone for me to even, like...
But could they do it with a more modern one? Like one that's similar to the dance movies?
No, I think they are, and those are the dance movies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree. Do you think this movie stands on its own?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Because there's nothing from, like you said, you could put different characters in and it could stand on its own.
I think this is the only one, like...
No exposition at all.
Midway through, I went, God, there is no exposition.
Honestly, like, if he didn't go back home or call his mom, you wouldn't have known that this is the same character from Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know.
Not really.
Here, like,
you would just think his name is Tony. Oh, that, like, that Tony character from.
Yeah, right.
That he other played.
Yeah, I put it stood on its own too for the same reason.
Yeah,
it's like there was no exposition there. Does it make you want to see the first movie?
Yes and no. Only because I've never seen the first movie, and I feel like the first movie dealt with the family aspect a little bit more.
Mm.
And I feel like I would kind of enjoy that a little
bit.
Did
this movie make you want to see that?
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
This movie actually did want me to go back, because I'm like, what happened to that family? But for the most part, no, it didn't.
Yeah.
So no.
I put no. Because it's... I think the question is, does this movie make you want to?
Like, no, this movie doesn't.
I would want to
the
watch
omissions
it again.
From this movie wanted me to. But.
Yeah, I would watch it again, basically just to be like, okay, here's what I'm seeing. Like, this is, you know, I haven't seen it in a while. It's refreshing my memory.
I think I've avoided watching it because it's just such a iconic thing that I'm just like, I don't want to watch
it. It's kind of overrated.
Yeah, it kind of just feeds into itself.
Yeah, right? Okay, final question. What are the two words?
Shitty plot. Shitty plot. Mm-hmm. It's just a bad plot.
Yeah.
This movie, the downfall of this movie is bad plot. There's your plot is that he wants to have sex with this woman, but has a girlfriend on the side, or like a piece on the side, and so you're debating on that while he wants to become a dancer on Broadway. There's like no real struggle there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't, I didn't really feel it.
What about you?
I put Satan's Alley.
No. Because that movie made me feel like it's Satan's Alley.
No, I put weak sequel.
Oh, it's a bad sequel.
Yeah, it's pretty
to
weak.
To a movie.
Well, like, okay, so
I think we've watched worse sequels than this.
Yeah.
Because this tops people's lists of, like, terrible sequels.
Yeah.
Which it should, but I don't think it's number one.
Right.
Of worst sequel ever.
Yeah.
It's bad, though.
I think of, though, like, I mean, Evan Almighty, as an example.
You always go to Evan Almighty.
I do. It's weird, because Evan Almighty is a strange one for me. Because it's not really, it's another character. It's not Bruce Almighty. It's Evan Almighty.
Oh, and is that really, what they named it after?
Yeah. There you go. And the weird thing about it is the only characters that tied together are Evan had a bit. Yeah, Evan had a bit in the one thing and God. Spoiler alert. So it's weird to me. It's a very odd kind of sequel. And this, like, I was thinking of this movie and it just, the flow is weird. Like, there's really, the connection is tenuous.
It's almost like there doesn't need to be a sequel to that movie.
Yeah.
And yet you did it, but it's not carbon copy.
Yeah.
But the way you executed was poor.
What other
this
movie?
It's not good.
It's like all, okay. It's like, All American Girl. American Psycho 2.
Okay.
Because it was a whole different movie, right? Like, it was not.
I mean, kind of. It was terrible.
Yeah, it was a whole different movie, but they were like, oh, yeah, here, we're going to shoehorn in this connection. And I think in this movie, you probably had a free floating, like, format and plot and, you know, every story that went with it. And they were like, can we make it a sequel? And put in Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that that's what the downfall of this movie is that you made this movie about the character of Tony and how he's macho and that he has to be, I like this woman, but I got to be this woman. I don't know. It's not good.
I couldn't tell if we were supposed to be emulating him or if we were supposed to be looking down at him.
I don't know. So you've been deuced on this movie.
Yeah.
The next movie, sorry about the down note on that. Like, whatever. If you want to watch this movie, you can watch it.
Yeah.
We watched it on Stars.
Yeah. It streams on Stars.
Streams on Stars?
Yep.
I don't know what Saturday Night Fever is streaming on, if it is.
It's on Stars also.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Watch that and then watch this movie if you want. And you can live the life of Tony and his macho-ness.
I'm pretty sure that Nathan owns a copy. So,
of Staying Alive?
I don't know if he
does. You're going to borrow it from our friend Nathan?
Yeah, but I'm going to assume Nathan owns a copy of Staying Alive since he suggested it so adamantly.
Stay tuned to our next episode. We are doing, what are we doing? We're finishing up our dancing movies with...
Yes. Breaking 2.
Electric Boogaloo. I'm excited about this, but I think people are excited about this too because this seems to be like a movie. Like, even though this is a bad movie, I feel like people also kind of hate hate this movie.
Like, yeah, they hate,
you know, love
like
hate
they,
this
like,
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they kind of like maybe you want to hear what they have to say
they,
about it. So
they
there
hate.
Okay, whatever. Like whatever. And remember, like the sequel is like. Wait, where can people find us?
People can totally find us.
Oh yeah, where?
At Stitcher.
Oh my god.
And they can totally find us on iTunes.
Oh, sweet.
Google Play Music.
Wow, I didn't know Google Play Music.
Yeah. And on Podbean.
What?
At thedeucepodcast.podbean.com.
Do you think people should like review us and give us like 5 stars?
Are we doing that? I suppose they should.
They should. More people would find us if they would.
Can they review us on all that?
I think they can. They can. Okay. But please review us on, if you do, on iTunes. Do it.
Douchebags, give us 5 stars.
Come on, douchebags, give us 5 stars.
Come through for us, douchebags. We do so much for you and we ask so little in return.
We watched this movie. God, we suffer for our art.
Give us 5 stars.
Please,
anyway.
Please.
Anywho, the grubbing, the attention whoring is done. So.
All right.
But yes, deucepodcast.podbean.com, Google Play Music, iTunes, Stitcher, or go to our Facebook page. We'll post interesting things there, and we'll let you know about upcoming
items. And maybe
items.
I'll do an interpretive dance with leg warmers.
Yeah, we should.
Mm-hmm.
And funny, we saw leg warmers the other day.
When we did, because I didn't.
We were at the store, and I saw leg warmers as we walked past. And I actually thought about buying some in honor of this movie, but
why?
I passed. Why not?
Look, Jasmine Guy died for those leg warmers.
Sometimes my calves get cold. So there you go.
All right, folks. And remember, the sequel is king.